Hi, this is James Ardolino, your host, and welcome to Gold Table World Talk Podcast. We're here with part two of our entrepreneurship video. If you like what you hear, what you're about ready to hear, go ahead and smash the like button and also subscribe. Link any comments down below. Go ahead and make a comment, and I'd love to read them and see what you think of the video. So let's go to the intro, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm James Ardolino, your host, and welcome to Gold Table Real Talk Podcast, where we'll discuss topics ranging from business to fitness and even lifestyle. So whether you're working, driving, or at home, you can hear real talk, real stories, and real advice. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy. Cheers. Today we're going to discuss how to stop things and use them to your advantage. Stop using negative things and doing negative things that will have a negative impact on running a business. The first thing is, right now, with everything going on in social media, it is so easy to get caught up on there. You know, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should be doing as an entrepreneur is taking about at least 20 to 30 minutes of just some quiet time, go over your thoughts, kind of do a plan for the day. Even if you plan the night before, go ahead and plan for the day the next morning, because a lot of times in business, a lot can happen between the night before and the next morning. It happens for just regular everyday people. When you're an entrepreneur or you're a businessman or a businesswoman, things are going to change within like sometimes 10 to 20 minutes plans change. So you always want to take that first 20 to 30 minutes every morning and just kind of think and just literally just sit quiet, think, make some coffee, decide what you want to do for the day, okay? Social media, we're going to go back to that in a sec. Actually, right now, we're going to get into it. Social media can be a really, really good thing, or it can be a really bad thing. The thing you want to do with social media is you need to really limit your time. And I tell people, you know, limit it to about 30 to 45 minutes a day, maybe not all at once, because when you're an entrepreneur or you're in business, you want to get your business out there. You want to promote your business, okay? And in order to promote your business, sometimes you have to go, you know, different times of the day. You know what I mean? Different times of the day, because that's when a lot of people are getting on and off. So you got to kind of go by that, whatever time zone you're in. So really what you'd like to do is block a certain section of your day out in maybe two or three, you know, installments of the day. And use your social media to your advantage. Get on there for 10 or 15 minutes and get off. If you're sitting on there 3 or 4 hours a day, that is 3 or 4 hours a day that you could be using towards planning a new business, starting a business, coming out with a new product. Okay? So you want to block your time with social media. Don't stay on there 3 or 4 hours a day. You're going to lose money, and you're wasting time. Your time is money in business. A lot of people think that if you're just sitting there and you're thinking and you're brainstorming ideas, you could be sitting there for a month, and in 1 month on and off, you can have maybe 500-600 hours of just sitting there and thinking, and you're going to all of a sudden come up with one idea, and that one idea is going to make you a lot of money. So you need to have time to think in the mornings. It's very important. Take that first 30 minutes, have some coffee. Go outside and relax, do what you got to do, but just think throughout the day constantly of what you're going to do. And what you're going to do is you're just going to take that 20 or 30 minutes and take that small block of time and think what you want to do throughout your day, okay? And then when you go and you're on social media, just make a block 20 to 30 minutes. That's it. That's all you need to do, okay? The other thing I wanted to discuss with you guys is knowing when to go out, knowing when, you know, you want to go have a drink, you want to party, you want to, you have to learn to say no to things a lot in business. And you have to know when to say no, and you have to know when to say, okay, that's cool, I'm going to go out. You know, so when you are starting a business, or maybe you've already started the business, you got to be able to take certain things like the social media, for instance. You don't do it for 2 or 3 hours. You do it for about 30 to 45 minutes, okay? say no to the other 2.5 hours. Use that 2.5 hours to invent something new, come out with a new product, maybe do another branding, logo for brand, a brand that you want to come out with, right? Okay, learn to say no to certain things, okay? Who you hang out with in life and who you spend your time with is usually who you're going to become. I know it sounds corny, but and a lot of people say that, but in a lot of ways it's true, okay? So with that being said, you're going to want to hang around people that are like-minded with what you want to do or have a, I guess we don't want to say, I guess we can say passion for what you have or an interest. Let's say interest. They have an interest in what you have. And if they don't have an interest, that's okay, but at least they support you. Maybe they're in another business. Maybe they're a doctor. Maybe they're a lawyer. But when you're sitting down with people and all they want to do is, you know, smoke a joint, go party, you don't want that. You don't want to be a part of that. You need to sit and hang out with people that are like-minded, like yourself, where you guys have similar interests. And that interest is one word. It's called success. Now, success doesn't always mean, and again, that link's going to be in the description for the last video. It doesn't always mean you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to have supercars. You're going to do all that. You know, success is sometimes maybe things just don't work out, but you tried, you had fun while you were doing it, you enjoyed your time while you were doing it. And if you did those three things, just those three right there, you did succeed in some sort of way. You succeeded for yourself inside. Okay, so what you're going to want to do is hang out with the people that are going to, where they're going somewhere, in other words, okay, or they're trying to. You cannot hang out with someone and go to the club on Friday and Saturday night, and you're tired on Sunday, and then Monday rolls around, and you're not ready to rock and roll. You know, you should have been ready on Monday, starting to get prepared Friday evening, okay? So that's something else that you want to look out for. The people that you hang around can be a big waste of your time. You are, and you will become, the people you hang around and the things that you do. Something I suggest, and I do it a lot of times, I do it all the time actually, is go to the gym. Going to the gym is a great way to clear your head. It's a great way to stay fit, to stay healthy. It's good for if you're having some anxiety, you're having depression, maybe things are a little bit off balance upstairs, you know, we all have those days. The gym's gonna help you, okay? It's gonna clear your head. Your diet, you need to say no to a lot of junk food. You need to say no to certain things where you know, you're feeling a little sluggish. If I have these 5 tacos with 10 jalapenos, I'm going to feel a little bit sluggish. Instead, I'm going to go with the grilled chicken and 1 jalapeno, right? So there's just certain things you can do to make yourself become more successful in a quicker manner. Like I said, watch the food you eat, watch your diet, go to the gym, even if it's 2 days a week. You don't have to go there and sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. Go there 2-3 days a week, 45 minutes a day. You'll be good. You're going to feel like a whole new person. Take the stuff in your diet, cut the bad stuff out by half. You know, if you're drinking soda, try to go ahead and have maybe a half a soda a day instead of 3 sodas a day. Replace it with maybe a little bit of tea and maybe a couple waters, right? That right there is going to help you. So you got social media, you need to limit your time. Who you hang out with, your friends, and what you do on your spare time that can affect what you want to do in business and how quick you actually come out with a product or a brand or how quick you get started. Who you hang out with is what you're going to become, right? So watch the social media, watch who you hang out with, go to the gym, have a good diet, okay? Now, a lot of people, and I'm going to say this is a big one right here. Everybody says you need to get the right, correct amount of sleep. Everybody's waking up at 5 a.m. I see all these entrepreneur videos. They're all waking up between 5 and 6 a.m. Okay. You don't always need to do that. And you do need to have a schedule. However, sometimes when you have a schedule, you're creating a box. And by creating that box, you're kind of not able to go to the left or go to the right, right? You know what I mean? So by creating that box, you don't want to do that. Some people say that you should go ahead and go to bed at a certain time every night, wake up at a certain time every morning. And I don't necessarily think that's always true. I think that sometimes it's okay to go to bed at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, believe it or not, because if you're on a roll, you don't want to stop. You're planning things, you're designing things, you're creating things, you're going over things in your head, you're trying to put them on paper, you're trying to make sense of everything. Sometimes by going to bed at, let's say, 9:30 at night and waking up at 5 a.m., you have now just put yourself in a box. You do not work for somebody else. You do not have to have a schedule like that. It's very hard to say, well, I don't work for someone else, but at the same time, I'm going to go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm going to go party from 10 to 12 with some friends and I'm going to come back and work. Don't do that. Not good. But if you're staying up late because you've created a bunch of ideas in your head, you're trying to put them on paper, you're planning and you're on a roll, don't go to bed at 9:30 or 10 and try to take off where you left off. Keep going. And you will see the reward in the end. You don't want to create a box and put yourself in a box. With that being said, you don't want to get used to just, you know, waking up at noon and 1 o'clock every day. Sometimes you're going to go to bed at 2 a.m., but you still might need to be up by 6 or 7. It's just the way it works. It's called entrepreneurship. Again, that video is going to be in the bottom in the description. You can click the link and I go over that there. You know, there's going to be things that you want to do that you can't do. So you guys need to get prepared to do 12 to 15 hour days easy. I remember when I started in business, I was up 2 to 3 days straight with no sleep sometimes. People say there was no need for it. There was a need for it. I am where I am because of that. Like I said, I'm not a multi-millionaire, but I've also been in business for about 20 years and I haven't had to answer to anybody. I do what I want when I want. And that is from actually not having so much of a schedule. So I have a schedule, but at the same time, I don't have a schedule. And you're going to have to learn, every individual's different. So you're going to have to learn what schedule is good for you and what schedule isn't good for you. Okay, so I want you to just think about some of these things. I want you to maybe write in the comment box below what you think. And I want you to start, you know, just put little things in blocks, you know, block your time with social media, block your time and put a block to where you say, I'm going to go to the gym 2 or 3 days a week. I want to do something that feels good. It's going to make you feel good. Your diet. And by the way, you don't have to go to the gym. You can ride a bike. You can go swimming. You can go for a run. You can go for a walk. You can walk your dog, whatever it is, just something active that's going to get your blood kind of going. When your blood's going, you stimulate your mind. So what you want to do is do that workout, do that little bit of activity that's going to get you going. And that's going to prepare you for the day or it's going to prepare you for the next day. You don't have to do it in the morning. You don't have to do it in the evening. I go back and forth. Sometimes I work out in the morning. Sometimes I go in the evening. Sometimes I go in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping. It all depends. Whatever works for you, however you got to get in there and do it, just get in there and get it done. Okay. So I want you to go over those things and I want you to really think about them. Anybody who's in your life that's just not supportive or all they want to do is joke around constantly, all they do is sit on social media, all they do is play video games or what, just drop it. Just stop it. Stop now while you're ahead because it's going to take a lot of time. And if you're taking all that time, it's time you could be making money. It's not about, okay, well, I can always make more money. It's about how much money am I losing? So your time is your money, okay? So just, you know, do all those things. Gym, diet, you know, train any way you can, obviously. Go ahead and limit that social media. That's very important. It's a big time waster nowadays. Limit that social media and just get rid of anything and everything in your life that's kind of holding you back. And sometimes, realistically, you're not going to be able to get rid of everything. Sometimes you just got to suck it up and deal with it and just kind of jump the hurdle, get a good pace going, jump the hurdle again, get a good pace going. Because there's a lot of hurdles in life, and sometimes you just got to keep running around the track and jumping them, because those hurdles are the problems in life or the people in life, and they're not going anywhere. Sometimes they're just here. You know, some people just say, I want to be positive and smile and laugh all day. Well, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you just, those problems are hurdles. Like I said, you're just going to have to jump the hurdles and keep the race and just keep your pace and just keep running. So whatever you got to do, just remove yourself from the equation. Don't worry about other people. Worry about yourself. If you do these four or five things that I've told you to do tonight, you will feel better. You will get more done. You will get more accomplished. And you will have already, you will already be able to say that you are successful, because you're doing something that is constructive. You're staying focused and you're staying determined. And consistency is very important. And determination is very important. But you have to be determined. You have to be focused on what you want to do. Okay? I hope this video helped. I don't want to cut it too short, but I think it's been long enough. And we're going to do other entrepreneur things. The next thing we're going to work on is coming up with a video for trademarks for you on how to go about getting a trademark and how you could go ahead and establish a trademark, not necessarily with a lawyer, but by actually just selling your products. So stay tuned for that next video. I wish all of you guys the best of luck. If you have any questions or comments down below in the comment section, I'll be happy to answer them. I want you guys to just do what I said. It's just these little things that you can do. And if you do those, I promise you that that is going to literally, it's going to give you an extra 2 to 3 hours a day, which is going to make it a lot easier for you guys to follow your dreams, start your business, or continue the business that you've already started and just go full speed ahead. All right. Until next time, it was good talking to you guys again. Thank you for watching. I'm James Ardolino, your host. This is Gold Table Real Talk Podcast. You guys have a good evening. I'm signing off.